I just want to share a couple thoughts with you. Just take about 5 minutes, give or take 40 of your time. And no, not really. I'm joking. But I do just want to share a quick thought with you. You know, we enjoy Christmas in our home. We enjoy the Christmas carols. We enjoy tuning in the radio and listening to the different carols and different things. A couple weeks ago, though, a man came on the radio and he was singing a song. I believe it's called The Mistletoe and Holly. The song starts off this way. Oh, by gosh, by golly. I want to say it's either 4, 5, or 6 times he repeats those phrases throughout that song. And I'll be honest with you, it really made me mad. And I stood there and listened to about 2/3 of the song. And finally, I told my wife, I said, you need to turn that off. She turned it off. She turned it back on. And when that song was over, the same guy came on and sang, hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Really? Really? You sang the first song and now you're going to sing glory to the newborn king. The truth is that man had no clue what he was singing. And here's the sad fact. The world has no clue. You can go online. You can watch the TV specials. You can turn it on Spotify, Pandora. You can stream it through your computer, whatever you want to do. And the world is singing over and over and over again, scripture and truth, and they have no clue. And the truth is that should bother us as Christians. It should bother us from this standpoint. I personally think that one day they'll give an account to God for that. Because they are spreading truth. They are speaking truth. And they don't even realize it. And it should break our hearts that the devil has blinded their eyes that well that they can't see it. And that should break our hearts for this lost world. Because they have a witness every December. It's getting to be more like October now, but they have a witness every year. We read a verse tonight. If you noticed, the verses that the teens read were about the names of Jesus. The song we sung was about the name of Jesus. And in Isaiah 9, verse 6, the Bible says, for unto you is born, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You know, the truth is we live in a world that right now is in upheaval. There are things going on all over this world that are wicked and evil. And the truth is, it's even going on in here in America. You look at all the social unrest and the upheaval that's even happening in our own country. You read any of the news and you look at any reports that are coming out of the Middle East and it is sad. In some ways, it's scary. Of the things that are happening. If you read the news and you read about this school in Pakistan where the Taliban terrorists went in and killed 140, 150 people, 130, some of them were children. I was reading an article last night over there. They dig their graves by hand. They interviewed a grave digger. He gets anywhere from $30 to $50 a grave, and he digs them by hand. He said that in their country, their culture, it is almost a prideful thing for them. When they dig a grave, they do not cry. He said it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter what happened. We take pride in the fact that we don't cry when we dig a grave. He said they started bringing those kids in, and he said, I couldn't help but weep. He's a father of 8, I believe it was, and he said, I couldn't help but think that I was burying my own children. And this is happening all over our world. Listen, there is no peace in the world. There is no true lasting peace. The only peace comes from Jesus Christ. It only comes from Jesus Christ. The angel said, glory to God, peace on earth. Jesus Christ brought peace. Jesus Christ brought peace. He is the Prince of Peace. You won't find peace in presents. You won't find peace in money. You won't find peace in things and in this world and entertainment, the things coming out of Hollywood and all that. You'll never find peace there. Peace is only found in Jesus Christ. Peace is only found in Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles, go over to the book of Colossians. Look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 20. The Bible says, "And having made peace through the blood of his cross," Jesus Christ paid the price so you and I can have peace with God. Go over to Romans chapter 5 real quick. I think this is probably one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." You see, the truth is that if you haven't accepted Christ as your Savior, right now, you are an enemy of God. There is no peace. You are condemned. You are condemned. There is no peace if you haven't accepted Christ. And one day, you will stand before God and be condemned. And you will be judged. You will be judged if you have not accepted Christ. But that's why Jesus Christ came. That honestly is why we celebrate Christmas. That's why the kids stood up here and sung about how Christmas doesn't really start until you accept Jesus into your heart. Because then Christmas is real. The real meaning of Christmas will be real in your life. Then you can have peace. But outside of Jesus Christ, there is no peace. Jesus Christ came and he brought peace. He brought peace. You remember when they're out in the boat and he stood up in the front of the boat with the winds and the waves and he said, "Peace, be still." He brought peace to the elements. Remember the man with the unclean spirit? Jesus Christ said, "Peace." And the demons hushed. And then he cast out the demons. The woman with the issue of blood, he said, "Woman, peace be unto thee." To Simeon, you remember Simeon in the Christmas story? He prayed year after year after year for the Messiah. And finally he said, "Lord, let me depart in peace." Jesus Christ brought peace. And he offers peace to you and me if we'll simply accept him. Can you imagine the woman with the issue of blood and how it changed her life? Can you imagine the peace that entered her life when she accepted Christ and Christ healed her and her life did a 180 degree turn and she was completely different? Think of the man with the unclean spirit and this unclean spirit indwelling him, controlling him, causing him to do things that any sane person would never do. Yet when Christ entered the picture, he brought peace. The voices were gone. His soul was quiet. His life went back to normal. He went back to his family. Because Jesus Christ brought peace. Jesus Christ offers peace. It's not a pretty picture of how he paid for it. Because he gave his life so that you and I might have life. He died on that cross for your sin and for mine. So that we could have peace with God. So that we could have peace with God. I encourage you, if you are here today and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, there will come a day, as the teens read, if you don't want to bow your knee to Christ now, there will come a day when you will. And you can harden your heart and you can fight and you could say no, but there will come a day when you will bow the knee and you will confess Jesus Christ is Lord. But then it will be too late. Then it'll be too late. But you have an opportunity now. Let's all stand with every head bowed and every eye closed. Let's stand. I know we have a lot of friends, a lot of family, some visitors and things this morning. So I just want to ask before we dismiss, if there would be one here today and you say, "Mr. Carnes, Pastor Carnes, you know what? I've never accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. I've never heard about Jesus Christ dying for my sins. And you know what? I need to accept Him as my Savior. Is there one that would say that today? Anybody? Well, praise the Lord. Then I would take from that that we all have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and I praise God for that. I hope each and every one of you has a very Merry Christmas. I hope God gives you a wonderful time with your family and friends and your loved ones. I pray that you have a wonderful Christmas. And I hope you seek to honor Christ through your Christmas celebrations. Take it as an opportunity to witness to your unsaved family and friends. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you so much for your Son, who, Lord, left heaven, set aside his glory for us, who in that while we were yet sinners, died for us. We thank you that you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, we pray that you would get the glory and that you would have the preeminent spot in our Christmas time. And Lord, I pray you bless us all for being here today. In your name we pray. Amen.